Oh, like, because when I shot, I expected to make it. So, like, I don't shoot trying to miss.
You are Locked On Raptors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to episode number 952 of Locked On Raptors for Tuesday, May the 25th. I'm your host, Sean Woodley of RaptorsHQ.com. You can find me on Twitter as always, at WoodleySean. Find the show at Locked On Raptors. You can find links to every single episode of the podcast. And of course, please make sure to check out the entirety of the Locked On Podcast Network, breaking down the NHL playoffs, the NBA playoffs, the baseball season. All of the teams are covered with a local expert giving you daily thoughts on the team. So go and subscribe to the shows covering the teams that you like in the Big Four and in the NCAA. All right. On today's show, which is brought to you by rockauto.com, amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the car parts you'll ever need at rockauto.com, and tell them Locked On sent you. More on them a little bit later on. On today's show, we are continuing the sort of fallout, I guess, from last Monday's debacle when it came to the over-unders 2021 spectacular with Vivek and Sahal. Of course, I mismanaged the tiebreaker. I read from the wrong chart on Basketball Reference, gave an improper correct response that I was looking for, and thus both Sahal and Vivek lost, and I gave myself the title. As it turns out, after stewing on it a little bit, I don't want my first title in the Over-Under Spectacular to be an asterisk title. I want to earn it, and so I'm going to pass this fake season title off to one of Vivek or Sahal today via the noblest form of competition. It's trivia, baby. Over-Under trivia, to be exact. And let's bring in our guest today. Let's bring in first Vivek Jacob. Vivek, what's going on, buddy?
I'm good. Honestly, just to peel back the curtain a little bit from what you explained of what we're about to do now with this trivia game, I feel like that you creating that game in itself is your championship. Like, I can't imagine. It seems extremely Sean of you to do that. So congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, you guys are going to earn this today. There's no doubt about that. We're also joined by Sahal Abdi. Sahal, how's it going, buddy?
It's going good, man. I'm pretty bummed out that I couldn't, you know, pull through. I was getting a lot of 3-1 jokes, Cavaliers, Warriors jokes. People were just finding like any sort of comeback that's happened in sports history and were like messaging me about it. But it is what it is, man. Sometimes, you know, Vivek made a good run in the fourth quarter on me. So I'm here to defend this crown and go back to back, hopefully.
Yeah, this is like if the Warriors had a game 8 in the 2016 finals. You get a chance to redeem yourself after pissing it away. So let's run through the rules, shall we, for how this is going to work. I have kind of crudely assembled the quiz here where there are going to be 18 questions that I throw at Vivek and Sahal. They will each only answer 9 of those questions. So 9 questions each, 18 total. And there are 3 categories as well that I'm pulling these questions from. Each of Vivek and Sahal will answer 3 questions from each of the categories. The order in which they answer them is entirely up to them. So when it comes to their turn, they will say which category they want, and I will ask them a question from said category. If they get it right, I will set an over-under. I will say, hey, did this guy do this however many times, over or under? The contestant will say over or under. If they are correct, they get a point. If they are wrong, they do not get a point. And the most points at the end will win. I will flip a coin off the top to determine who will go first, or you can defer if you'd like if you win. I'm not here to tell you what to do with the win of the coin toss. But are you guys clear on the rules? Do you guys understand?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, cool. We're all set. I'm going to flip a coin. I've got the trusty dime that I flipped last week. Again, the only dime left in existence, I think. I will flip it now. And just because I'm looking at Vivek's name on the Zoom, more so than I am Sahal, at this very second, Vivek, you get to choose in the air.
I was going to say I chose last week, so Vivek can go this week.
There you go. It seems like my eyes being diverted towards Vivek's name were for a reason. So that's cool. Vivek, heads or tails?
Heads.
All right. And we have heads. So Big V, you get to determine whether you want to go first or second. Do you want to bat in the bottom of the inning or the top?
I'll go bottom. I'll defer the first question to Sahal.
Excellent. So, Sahal, the three categories we're pulling from here today are general history, 2020-2021, and all-time leaders. Of course, these are Raptors-related over-under questions. I'm not a monster. I wasn't going to pull from some other teams' over-unders, but those are the three you're working from. General history, 2020-2021, a.k.a. the hell season, or all-time leaders. Sahal, you choose a category, and then I will give you a question.
I am going to go with – I'm trying to get an early lead here, so I think – I'm going to go with 2020-2021 Raptors. I think that's what I'm going to go with.
Perfect. Excellent. You love to see it. It's great.
Before the first question starts, I forgot the third category. So 2021 and then general history. And then what was the third?
All-time leaders.
All-time leaders. Okay, cool.
All-time leaders. All right. So we'll start with this. The first question is, Sahal, did the Toronto Raptors play over or under 21 players in total this season?
Oh, 21 players.
I think screwed up. I can't hear you. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. My headphones died on me. What did you answer?
I didn't even answer yet.
Okay, perfect.
I was in the middle of pondering.
I'll just recut that for editing's sake. sorry about that.
That's a tough question, though.
I'll just re-ask it first so I can do a clean edit point. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, question number one for you from 2020-2021 trivia, Sahal. The Toronto Raptors played a lot of players this season. Do they play over or under 21 total different players?
I'm going to go with under 21.
He's gone.
And I know, Sean, it's either going to be 22 or 20, so just give it to me.
You think you know me? in this case, you do know me, and you are spot on with the guessing of how the question was going to be asked. But of course, you are wrong. The Toronto Raptors played 22 different players this season, so your first easy gimme point from this year is lost, unfortunately. 22 guys. Van Vliet, Siakam, Lowry, Ananobi, Trent, Birch, Powell, Boucher, Flynn, Gillespie, Bembry, Ellinson, Baines, Johnson, Davis, Watanabe, Harris, Hood, Watson, Len, Thomas, and McCaw. All played. Sadly, Dante Hall did not sneak in there during his 10-day contract. You got no points. We go over to Vivek. You get to choose from the category. Go ahead, sir.
I will stick with the 2020-21 Raptors.
All right. Very cool. Let's, which question am I going to ask here? Okay, here we go. Let's go with Freddie Gillespie's true shooting percentage, Vivek. Did he have a true shooting percentage higher or lower than 58%?
58. I will go lower.
He's taking the under, and he is correct. Freddie Gillespie with a 56.3 true shooting percentage this season. With that, you are on the board with the first point, Vivek, and one step closer to gaining your title back after back-to-back wins in the first 2 years of this event. We now move over to Sahal. You get to choose from the category again, general history, 2020-2021, or all-time leaders. What do you got, Sahal?
I'm going to go back to 2020-2021.
All right, going back to the place that betrayed you already. Sounds good. we are going to now go to player totals. How about that? We're going to go to OG Anunoby total rebounds on the season. Not per game, not per 36. I'm looking at the right table. I can confirm. OG Anunoby total rebounds for the year. Over or under 290?
290? 72 games. OG played what? 45 of them? I'm not even going to do the math. I'm just going to go. You said 290. I'm just going to go under. 290 sounds like a lot.
It was a lot. I intentionally put it high in order to go against your expectations for how I'm going to lay out these questions. OG Anunoby this season in 43 games, 237 total rebounds. You are correct, sir.
Oh, wow.
You get your first point on the board. You only have one question left from the hell season category, though. So I guess
be careful about that. I really want to go 3 for 3 in this one, man.
Yeah, you really squandered the point there. We go back to Vivek now. We're going to continue on the trivia showdown in just a second here. But first, I want to tell you about a new sponsor on today's show. It is Lucy. Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes with 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy has a lozenge as well with 4 milligrams of nicotine. That also comes in 3 flavors. You get cherry ice, citrus, and mint. Lucy lozenges and gums are FSA and HSA eligible, so you can use your FSA cards to purchase Lucy now. And it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, or on the go, even in the gym. Look, I'm not a smoker, but I know some people in my family who are, and you can bet that after I finish this ad read and podcast, I will be sending the link to Lucy onto those people, because I want them to stop smoking and hurting themselves by intaking nicotine in the most harmful possible way. There's a better way, and it's Lucy. It's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple, and you don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Once again, they are FSA and HSA eligible, so you can spend pre-tax dollars on them, and the Locked On NBA Network listeners can now go to lucy.co and use the promo code LOCKEDONNBA to get 20% off all products in your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's lucy.co, and use the promo code LOCKEDONNBA, all one word, at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co, and be sure to use that promo code LOCKEDONNBA. Today's show is also brought to you by our pals over at rockauto.com, who are saving you money when you go to the mechanic every single time, because they are not charging you what the greasy-handed mechanic is asking you to pay for all of your parts. When you're on the spot, you're in distress, your car is costing a ton of money, guess what? There's a better option, and it's rockauto.com. You can find all the parts that you need, whether it's the important stuff like an engine control module or aesthetic things like new carpets, whether it's for your classic or your daily driver. You get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door, thanks to rockauto.com's super easy to navigate and unique catalog. It is amazing. You just go to the website, type in the make, model, year that you want, the part that you need as well, and you get multiple options. You get prices, you get specifications, models, whatever it might be, you get to choose the part that works for you. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in there. How did you hear about us box? So they know that we sent you as well. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the car parts you'll ever need at rockauto.com. Vivek, it's 1-1. You have a chance to take the lead here. Which category?
Let's go all-time leaders.
All right. All-time leaders. Perfect. Marcus Camby is the all-time leader in blocks per game in Raptors history for qualified players with 2.9 blocks per game. How many blocks per game is he ahead of number two, Keon Clark? Over or under 0.8 blocks?
Keon Clark is number two.
Wow. He is number two.
So he would have had to 0.8, you said?
0.8 as far as the difference between Camby and Clark from one to two.
And it has, so it would have to be. I'm going to say the difference is greater.
Taking the over? That is correct. Marcus Camby is 1.1 blocks per game ahead of Keon Clark, who's all-time number two in Raptors blocks per game. Marcus Camby blocked a shitload of shots. You have a second point, Vivek. It's 2-1. We go back to Sahal. You get to choose from your category.
I am going to go... I'm going to stick with it, and I'm also going to go to all-time, Raptors all-time category.
All right. Sounds good to me. We're going to go to Raptors all-time leaders in true shooting percentage. Lucas Nogueira is the all-time leader in true shooting percentage among Toronto Raptors, trailed by Jakob Poeltl, Chris Boucher, Jonas Valanciunas, Amir Johnson. Lucas Nogueira, is his all-time true shooting percentage higher or lower than 67%?
67. Oh, Sean, I hate you, man. What? 67%. That sounds like such a Lucas Nogueira number. But that's also very high. And I know all he did was just dunk and finish at the rim. I'm going to go under, but I think I'm wrong. I'm going to go under.
He goes under And his instincts are right. 65.9% is Lucas Nogueira's all-time true shooting.
That is still insanely high.
Yeah, ridiculous.
That is so high.
Yeah. He was really really good at finishing lobs from Kyle Lowry. Let's give him that. I don't think Aaron Baines is nearly as high. Let's put it that way. By the way, among all non-bigs, OG Anunoby is number one for the Raptors. So that's very nice and cool. All right, it's 2-2. But Vivek, you have you're hitting bottom here, so you have a chance to take a lead here with your third question. Which category are you pulling from?
I'll stick with the all-time leaders.
Okay. All right, here we go. I'm gonna go to all-time best turnover percentage for Toronto Raptors players. And instead of the typical one here,
is this the turnover ratio or
turnover percentage, like percentage of possessions that
versus
a turnover. He has a turnover on, I guess, where he's the primary ball handler. I'm not really sure what the stipulations here are, but I don't really care. All right. We got 10 players on the top 10 for all-time turnover percentage. How many of those players are currently on the Toronto Raptors? Over under is being set at 3. Over or under 3 players in the current turnover percentage all-time rankings for the Raptors.
Current players?
Yeah.
No.
I told you you were going to earn this shit.
No, like among the current roster, I would say it's... wait, so this is with qualifiers? Just to be clear? Like it's not like someone can play like 5 minutes and
be. Yeah, I believe all of Basketball References all-time leaders are qualified players.
Okay, no, then I'll go under.
Under is correct. Only one player on this list is currently on the roster. It is Chris Boucher with a 7% turnover percentage in third place. The all-time leader in turnover percentage for the Raptors is CJ Miles. I was going to see if maybe I could get you guys to guess it for bonus points, but that seems unfair. either way, you're 3-3, okay, baby. So
just to make it clear, turnover percentage... The lower it is, the better. I'm confused.
Yeah, yeah. You want a low turnover percentage.
Okay. Yeah. CJ Miles.
Yeah, the man only shot threes and missed them lots.
that was probably the most comfortable I felt because it was like, man, to have more than 3 from this terrible roster on an all-time list.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Yeah.
We move on to the next question here. Sahal, you get to choose the category.
This is my fourth. I still have one more 2020-2021, right?
Yeah.
I'll do that then. I'll go with 2020-2021.
All right, just give me a second here. I got to navigate to a new page. Great start, guys. This is 5-6. It's pretty impressive, not going to lie.
I'm still shocked I got the Lucas Nogueira one, man.
Yeah, it felt like luck, but that's fine. We got the 2021 Raptors. We're going to maybe the best game of the season. Really, really good game. The Raptors beating the Denver Nuggets on home court, the all-women broadcast. It was truly lovely. Let's go to, for this game in particular, I'm going to pull a point total. You're going to have to tell me over or under. Did OG Anunoby score over or under 24 points in the win over the Denver Nuggets on March 24th, Sahal?
Jeez.
Oh, my goodness. What? I don't know. I have absolutely no clue, to be honest. The point total, I know the Raptors, I think, won by like 20 something, but I'm just going to go with his average this season. I'm going to say under. I have no clue. He could have scored 30. I wouldn't know.
Your reasoning is cowardly, but it is correct. You get the point. 23 okay. points for OG Anunoby.
Oh, one under. Thanks, Sean. Yeah. Appreciate you, man.
So you go 2-3 on your this past season category, but you can't go back to that well anymore. It's 3-3, Vivek. Yeah. You got one round in hand, so you're up here. Which category you want to go from?
Let's try this general history.
Okay, sure. It's certainly a decision, but that's fine. All right, all-time jersey numbers. The number 32 has been worn by over or under 6 players in Toronto Raptors history.
32. I'm going to say under.
Saying under, and he's saying an incorrect response. There were 7 players to wear the number 32 in Toronto Raptors history, going back from most recent to oldest, Rodney Hood, Ed Davis, Chris Jeffries, Mamadou Ndiaye, Garth Joseph, Martin Lewis, and Herb Williams.
You made those last three names up.
I did not make that mistake. I believe Brock Joseph is something like 220th in ranking every Raptor. Martin Lewis is surprisingly high. Herb Williams as well. It's
hilarious because I would have said the exact same thing Vivek said. There's just absolutely no way I would have.
Like I would have known that. Number 32. It didn't seem.
Yeah. Right,
but all right.
Yeah. All right. We move on to the next question. Sahal, you have control of the board. It's now tied at 3 after 4 questions each.
I'm just going to go with all time again.
All time leaders. All right. Let me get back to my page. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Matt Thomas is the all-time leader in three-point percentage for the Toronto Raptors. Is he over or under 47% for his Raptors career as the all-time leader on the
47?
Team?
47? That's high. It has to be under because my guess would be like 43% for Matt. 47 is super high. And I'm going to go under, and I'd be shocked if it's over 47. There's no way.
Prepare to be – Yeah, no, wait, I was going to say prepare to be shocked. No, you're not being shocked. He was higher than 43. Oh. 45.7. You are correct. You get the point here. Congratulations, wow. Sahal. Your logic
basically
was a little
46.
Flawed, but it still got you there. Yeah. Danny Green, number 2. Jason Capono, number 3. Mike James, the king, number 4. And Steve Novak, 5th. We move on.
Is Matt Bonner on that list?
Matt Bonner.
He has to be like 7th. 40.
42.1, 7th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. We are going to declare a winner in the Over-Unders Trivia Tiebreaker Spectacular in just 1 second here. But first, I want to tell you about our friends over at betonline.ag. They are the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports action. Baseball season's in full swing, and you can track the action at BetOnline. You can also get the news, odds, and info for all your other sporting needs, like with basketball and hockey, both in the playoffs. You get UFC and MMA, you get golf, whatever it might be. Before the next pitch, tip-off, home run, whatever it might be, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit at the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON, all one word. That's betonline.ag, promo code LOCKEDON, your online sportsbook experts.
We go back to Vivek. Sahal's, making some ground here. If you get this one wrong, Sahal's in the lead after 5 questions. What do you got, Vivek?
Yeah, and just to be clear, because you found out my choice of general history, like we, at the end of the day, we have to answer 3 general history questions, right?
Oh, yeah, no. You just sounded very confident in it, which seemed a little bit suspect.
I'll go general history. Pulling from?
General history again? All right, perfect. All right, let's go to the 2003-2004 season, Kevin O'Neal's lone season with the Toronto Raptors. Mm-hmm. Did the Toronto Raptors win fewer or greater than 35 games under Kevin O'Neal?
Oh, man.
I would have no clue.
My belief is that they went 33-49, so I'm going to say under.
You got it dead on. 33-49 is the exact record of the Kevin O'Neal Raptors. You get the point. I almost want to give you a bonus point for having it dead on, but that's not fair.
Yeah, that's so insane.
You get the point. You sweep your all-time leaders category. So we're at 4-4 so far through 5 rounds. Sahal, back to you. You only have 1 left from all-time leaders, and you have the full general history category in front of you.
The one category I've been sprinting away from. But I'm going to go general history. Why not? I knew this is probably going to be my weakest category, but it is what it is.
That's totally fair. Sure. All right. In the first 6 seasons of the Toronto Raptors' existence, the team had over or under 4 coaches.
In the first 6 seasons, I'm going to go complete guess. I'm going to go over.
Over is correct. There were 5 head coaches in those first 6 seasons. Brennan Malone, Daryl Walker, Butch Carter, Lenny Wilkins. Wait, am I missing somebody? 1, 2. No, I screwed up. We're washing that question away. It was a push anyway. We're going to new question. Sorry about that. I counted wrong. I'm a dumbass.
No worries.
all right. Next one here.
Here we go again.
Yeah. Whatever. we go to the 2008-2009 season. There was a coaching change in the middle of this season. The second time in the history of the team that a coach was fired in the middle of the year, as Sam Mitchell was fired in lieu of Jay Triano. My question to you, Sahal, is over or under Sam Mitchell coached 27 games for the Toronto Raptors in the 2008-09 season.
No, I actually remember this pretty clearly. And I think Sam coached had to be like between 10 and 15 games. So whatever you said, I'm going to say, I don't remember what the exact number was. I think it was under. I'm going to go under. I think it was like,
yeah, it's a 27. So you're taking the under.
I'm taking the under, correct. For sure.
Again, slightly off in your reasoning, but still correct. 17 total games. He went 8-9 in those first 17 games before getting fired. Jay Triano went 25-40.
Was it the Nuggets game that he coached last? Like, I remember that just like, massive blowout.
It was a blowout, huge blowout.
Let's see the old game log here, shall we? Making me move my pages around. What the hell?
Pretty sure the Nuggets were wearing that dark blue alternate too.
And that was right. They lost by like 40 in game 17. Yeah, that was it.
Ouch. Then,
that was Sam. That was that season where they lost that ridiculous game to the Nets where Bargnani had the 5-second violation. And then I think Vince had the alley-oop in overtime that sealed it. And
yeah, that was like 2 weeks prior, a 129-127 OT loss to the Nets.
Yeah.
08-09, pretty dark times. Mm. Not for me, frankly. I've graduated past wanting to ever see that again. All right, Vivek, you're back up. So Holiday has three questions left. He got his first general history one correct, so good for him. Where do you want to go, Vivek? Here, you can have two general histories or one. Wait, where? How many general histories?
I did two general histories, right? Like I got.
You did, okay.
I got the Kevin O'Neill record right, and then I got the other one wrong.
Yeah, yeah. We're all good. I just gave you a check mark in the wrong column. That's all good. Back to you, Vivek, though. Give us a question. Give us a category.
So I think I have one left of the all-time leaders. I think I'll try that.
Yeah, sure. All right. We go to all-time leaders for your Toronto Raptors.
Actually, you know what? Screw it. Let's just I'm ready to finish off this general history.
Okay, cool. General history is perfect. We are going to go with the – oh, baby, this is juicy.
What give him a good one, Sean. Give him a good one.
We're going to go to the worst offensive season in Toronto Raptors history, which is, of course, the Kevin O'Neill season in 2003-04. What was the Raptors' offensive rating over under that season for the Toronto Raptors? Over under 102. 102 points per 100 possessions, over or under.
I will go ahead and take the under because it's a Kevin O'Neill team.
Yeah, you're correct. I probably made that one a little too easy, but that's fine. I did want to shed light on how insanely bad that season was. 97 points per 100 possessions, 3.5 points worse than the second worst offensive team in team history. That team was terrible. We hate Kevin O'Neill in these parts. We do love Vivek, though. He gets a point. He sweeps his all-time leaders category. Or sorry, that was general history, wasn't it? He goes 2 of 3 in general history. We go back to Sahal now. You have two left in general history, one left in all-time leaders.
I'm just going to stick with general history. Why not?
All right, general history it is. We go to the worst defensive season in Toronto Raptors history, the 2009-10 season. Jay Triano, the Raptors lose Chris Bosh at the end of this year. It's not very good. They almost sneak into the playoffs, but they don't quite. This was a horrible defensive team. Over or under 111.5 for the defensive rating of the worst defensive team in Raptors history. Keep in mind, I think basketball references is a little different than NBA.com.
This is a little bit. I'm just going to go over. I don't know. I'm just going to go over thinking that it was higher than whatever you said. I have 111. Higher,
yeah, you're correct. It's 113.2 was their defensive rating that season. They were not very good. Very, very bad, actually. It's a good thing. Chris Bosh should have left, frankly. It's stupid that he got blamed for leaving. Anyway, you guys are still neck and neck. Only one incorrect response for both of you so far. I maybe suck at this, or you're just really good or good at guessing. I'm not sure. We now go back to Vivek. You have two questions left from the 2021 season and one left in all-time leaders.
Let's go all-time leaders.
All right, cool. We go to all-time leaders in rebounds for your Toronto Raptors. Chris Bosh is the all-time leader in rebounds for the Raptors with 4,776.
Of course he is.
The next closest member of the Raptors is over or under 4,000 career rebounds.
I'll give you the person too. It's Jonas Valanciunas.
That is tough.
Jonas.
4,000 rebounds as a Raptor. He played.
Drafted in 2011,
please,
right?
Do the small math in your brain. Please do. Or say it out loud for us if you want. Show your work.
Yeah, I'm going to say under.
Under four.
You are correct. Very, 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 just barely correct. 3,961 career Raptor rebounds for Jonas Valanciunas.
Wow. Okay, Sean.
You get the point.
Like zero.
3,999. You just got it.
Yeah, yep. Hey, I didn't say that I was going to make it easy on you guys. Like I said, you guys, yeah, I mean, you have earned it so far. You're knocking these out of the park, so good job. But you get that correct. I'm actually pretty impressed that you've only each gotten one wrong. You're tied. You each have two questions remaining. Sahal, you have one question in general history, one in all-time leaders. And Vivek, you have one in 2021-22. Sorry, two for 2021, the season that just happened. So, Sahal, back to you.
I'm going to go back to all-time leaders. Why not?
All-time leaders. All right. Let's close out the category. Oh, what do I want to go with here? Yum, 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 yum. let's
I'm
go.
Shocked I'm doing all-time, this well, to be honest, man.
All-time hey, Raptors.
Like, we both got one wrong each, which is insane.
This is kind of nuts. Yeah. Like this is and actually guessed, harder, like, I think, than you guys have made it out to be. You're just guessing very well.
Well, so a couple of them, I was definitely lucky.
All right, we move on to the next one here. All-time win shares for the Toronto Raptors. Kyle Lowry, of course, is the all-time leader in win shares with 74.5. For the Raptors. Number two all-time is Chris Bosh. The difference between Kyle Lowry's total of win shares and Chris Bosh's total of win shares is over or under 11 win shares.
Oh my gosh. What? I was about to say, I'll take it the over no matter what, but damn, 11? I'm going to take the over because there's if I'm going to take, you know, an L on one of these questions, it's going to be me believing in Kyle Lowry. So I'll take the over. I'll take the over confidently.
Your belief in Kyle Lowry is rewarded. Kyle Lowry,
yes.
12.7 win shares ahead of Chris Bosh up in first all time. The next closest active member of the team is Pascal Siakam, 25.2. So Kyle's in a safe position to hang on to that for a little while now. You get that correct. You sweep the all-time leaders category as well. Your last question will come from general history. We now go to Vivek. You have to pull from this season that just happened. Vivek, let me get back to my page because you guys maybe screwed up looking for that stupid Nuggets box score.
And Sahal's right, one ahead of me right now.
So, no, you guys are tied still. He's answered one more. Yeah. So if you get this wrong, he's one ahead. Yeah. So let me pull a question here from this past season. Let's go to the old per 36 minutes tab, shall we? I have found that tab. I'm actually looking at it now. It's good stuff. All right, here we go. Aaron Baines finished better or worse than fifth in blocks per 36 minutes among Toronto Raptors this season? Better or worse than fifth?
Aaron Baines? I'll say worse, man.
He did finish worse. That is correct. Just barely. Yuta Watanabe is fifth at 0.9. Baines at 0.8 at seventh.
Wow.
OG Anunoby as well tied with Baines. But yeah, Baines on a team that had no centers for most of the year finishes seventh in blocks per 36 minutes. I don't think he's going to be back next year, guys. We move on to Sahal. Final question. This is going to come from general history. And I want to do something mean.
It's hilarious because honestly, if you gave me that question that you just gave Vivek, I probably would have answered the opposite. So thanks for that. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, we move on to, I think, what might go down as the meanest question. Just let me do a quick count here to make sure I'm right. All right, here we go. In the history of the Toronto Raptors, 11 players, over or under 11 players, with the name Williams have played for the team. Over or 11? Under 11 Williamses.
Holy, there's Aaron, Alvin, 11's a lot. I'm going to go under. It has to be under. 11's a lot of Williams. I know Williams is a common name, but I'm going to go under. I can only think of like five, six. I'm going to go under 11.
It's a lot closer than you think, but you are correct. You get the point for this. We might be on track for another tie.
Wow.
This is, we know how I handle tiebreakers. This is bad. but either way, you get it right. Nine
Williamses
to have played for the team.
Yeah.
Aaron, Alvin, Eric, Herb, Jerome, Lou, McKeel, Walt. Yeah. Did not count Corliss Williamson, sadly. so we move on. You go 8 of 9, Sahal. Very impressive. Vivek, you got to get this right to stay alive. If not, you are toast. And Sahal reclaims his title.
All eyes on you. All eyes on you. Let's get it.
We're going from the 2020-2021 season. And let's go something challenging, shall we? I mean, they've all been challenging. You guys have been passing with flying colors so far. It's really, really remarkable. We're going to go... why can't I find the totals box? The totals is the most fun one to pull from. There we go. Totals. We're going to go three-pointers made by Pascal Siakam this season, Vivek, over or under 68.
He played like 50 plus games. Let's say
68.
He would have to make more than one a game. I'll go over.
You go over, and you're correct. My God, I'm apparently terrible at this. 73 made threes. You weren't over by much, but you were over. You do get the point, and it's all tied up. And now you guys can pull from any category you want, and we'll just go sudden death. It doesn't matter who your opponent, which category your opponent went from. Just go with the one you're most comfortable with. Sahal, your go. What do you got?
I'm going to go 2020-2021 Raptors just so they can let me down one more time.
All right, perfect. Excellent. All right, we are going to go with – let's go back to Aaron Baines, shall we? Total minutes
perfect.
Played on the season for the Toronto Raptors. Total minutes played. Aaron Baines ranks higher or lower than 10th on the team in minutes played this season.
I'm going to – pretty confidently say lower, because even when he did play, he didn't play as much, and those guys at the end of the rotation were getting tons of minutes. So I'm gonna go under. I'm gonna go, I think it's over. I'm gonna say less, whatever it is. I think it's,
yeah, like over, you, right? The over means, if you're taking the under, it means he finished like lower in the standings. Is that what you're saying?
So I'm gonna take the over.
All right, you're incorrect. Wait, what do you think? Where do you think he finished? I'm confused.
Wait, so I think Baines did not play enough minutes or whatever that is. Like, I think
to
he
be
was
10th. You think he's
to qualify for 10th?
Lower,
yeah,
than 10th, so you're taking the under.
Yeah, so I'm taking the under then. Yeah.
All right, cool. You're wrong. Aaron Baines lets you down again. Aaron Baines finished 8th on the team in minutes played this season for your Toronto Raptors with 980.
That is a crime.
I'm not going to say about who's around him, just in case Vivek wants this category and I want to pull from this column.
Oh, that's
again.
A good plan. Okay.
Damn. Yeah. I got gotcha. You. Freaking got gotcha. You. Hell yeah. Vivek, you have a chance to get the question right and go home with the crown. You're third in 4 years, I should add.
General history is too crazy. Toss up,
dude, league. Too crazy. You named the 03-04 standings perfectly for the Raptors. Come on, man.
I should really just be getting the bonus for that. This should be over. but no, that season is etched in my brain, because that was like, I came
it
to Canada.
Terrible.
I came to Canada in 2002, so that was like one of my first like full season experiences.
The fact that you stayed as a fan after the Kevin O'Neill season, when that's one of your first exposures to the team, is pretty impressive. Yeah.
I mean, the drama was incredible. Like, you had him breaking a lamp. You had Jalen Rose. Like, honestly, that first half of the season where it was like Jalen Rose and Danielle and Vincent. Yeah, it was like the offense was terrible, but like they were winning. And then once Jalen Rose broke his hand, then it was like, okay, this has gone to complete shit.
All right, Vivek, give me a category.
Let's stick with 2020-21.
All righty, he's going that way. Let's stick with another minutes question, shall we, just so there's no confusion or disdain over how this is lined up. Okay, we're going Stanley Johnson finish higher or lower than sixth in minutes played for the Toronto Raptors this season. Again, the over means he finished higher. The under means he finished lower.
Oh, man. This feels easier.
Lower than sixth? Yeah, I'm definitely saying lower than sixth. Because
you know what? You're right. I'm re-asking.
Stanley Johnson compared to a guy who sat out the entire second half of the season.
I mean, in fairness, Stanley Johnson finished seventh in minutes. So, like, it wasn't far off. I'll ask a new one.
Come on.
Yeah, it was too easy. Vivek, you even know it was too easy.
I don't care.
You're still sticking with this past season as your category? Yeah. Yeah.
There's no way you're doing this, Vivek. There's no way you're going to go 3-for-4 in 4 years. We're not doing that.
All right.
Yeah, because I screwed up the question, I'll allow you to pick a new category if you'd like, or you can pick the same one, whatever you want.
No, we can stick with the same. That's
all right. Sounds good to me.
But I feel like I've just been robbed of the title.
Well, just
did the e-transfer come in yet, Sean? Or
what's that?
No, nothing.
Oh, I actually didn't hear you, but that's fine. I got to get a good one here. I don't want to screw it up again, guys. There's lots of pressure on me. Apparently, terrible at tiebreaker rounds. This is rough stuff. Okay, let's go with back to totals. Field goal attempts. All right, here we go. This season for the Toronto Raptors, Gary Trent finished higher or lower than eighth in field goal attempts by Toronto Raptors players total.
I don't like he didn't play like he came late and then he didn't play enough games. I mean, I get that he loved to shoot. Like, I would be surprised based on what we just discussed if he's even shot more than Aaron Baines.
He didn't play late in the year, but he also shot a lot in those first 10 games.
He did shoot a lot.
I'll go. Sahal is trying to pull some shit here. I don't think he played enough games. I'm going to say under.
You're very, very narrowly correct. He finished 9th in shot attempts for the team this year. He was just like 30 behind Aaron Baines and was pretty close to Malachi Flynn as well, who was 7th. Not a lot of people played a lot of games, nor took lots of shots for the Raptors this year, which is why I thought that
was a good question. How many games did Trent play for the Raptors?
What's that? Sorry?
How many games did Trent play for the Raptors?
17. He took 261 shots in 17 games.
That is hilarious.
304 in 53, and Flynn's 340 in 47. So, yeah, prorated over the whole season. I think he might have led the team in shots. So
I'm not gonna lie. I'm surprised he's actually like he was right there.
Yeah, that was the point of the question. He's right there. He's supposed to trip you up, but it didn't. Sadly. Wow. Either way, Vivek Jacob, congratulations. You are the champion of the over under spectacular for year 4 of its existence. Congratulations. Do you have anything you'd like to say?
I mean, after literally getting robbed of the title.
Look, when you overcome ref chicanery, it's that much more satisfying. That's what I wanted for you, man. So
this is actually what it's like to beat LeBron in the finals.
Oh, my God. I'm actually so hurt right now, man.
That's about as big a compliment as I can give Sahal. LeBron for a second there. But, man.
This is crazy, man. I thought I did well.
You guys both did incredibly well, or I did horribly assembling these questions. I'm not sure, but
there were at least 4 questions that I thought I was like, whatever, I guess I got that wrong. And then Sean was like, we're good.
Hey,
same way.
If this were a non over under slash kind of true or false based question quiz where it's 50-50, you're going to get it right. I guarantee you none of you would have gotten anything right on this quiz. It was going to be a spiteful trivia quiz that, would have been horrible and made you pull your hair out. But of course, it's over-unders. We had to stick to the spirit of the contest. And so you lucked out there. And congratulations. You guessed exceptionally well, both of you. Vivek, just a little bit better. Vivek, anything you want to promote here before we wrap this thing up? You can email me your mailing address. I'll send you your championship belt.
Oh, man, just the usual stuff. Complex at CBC. Rec Couch Manx. We just recapped United's second place finish for the EPL season, going for that Europa League trophy. And besides that, what else is going on?
Shout out United.
man, it's all, man. Plug your, I mean, obviously, I guess you can't really plug it now, but I just want to say that you and Orin with the post-game show, man.
Yeah, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
plug your stuff. What is Sahal telling you to plug? Or what's Vivek telling you to plug?
So the Raptors Republic, we started, just as the season began, we started the first ever post-game show on Raptors Republic, something that we've wanted to do for quite a while. It's called The Wrap Up. You could find it on YouTube, on Raptors Republic's YouTube channel. Fun. Every single game, myself and Orin, we're there. Doesn't matter if it's a 9 p.m. start, 10 p.m. start. We're there at the end of the game talking it up, live reaction to the game. So there's that. I have a big Gary Trent Jr. play review piece coming out. I want to say in about a week, a couple weeks. There's that on Raptors Republic. And then the podcast that I mentioned last week as well that I started with a few close friends of mine, Basketball Bullies podcast that revolves around NBA Top Shot. If you are an NBA Top Shot user, search Basketball Bullies podcast on Apple Podcasts, any platform really. And yeah, that's essentially it. I don't want to mention Tottenham because Tottenham has done some nasty things to me this season. Shout out to Harry Kane for winning the Playmaker of the Year and the Golden Boot. But that's probably the last, you know, personal trophy he's going to win with Tottenham. Hopefully he's back. So it is what it is.
I echo your wishes for him to come back to Tottenham as well.
Yeah, man.
Harry Kane. I love you guys. Thanks for coming on here. Thanks for putting up with my very bad tiebreaker execution last week. And hopefully there are no controversies to be had after this one. I know we almost had one at the end there, but Vivek won, and that's you know, I'm glad that there's no
well-deserved
controversy as a result.
No, this is really fun, Sean.
Well, awesome.
Yeah,
really glad you guys enjoyed it. I hope the people out there enjoyed it. And we can put to bed who was the champion of the over-under spectacular for your number 4. We'll be back again, of course, for your number 5 whenever the new season starts. Until then, we got tons of stuff coming up this week. Lots of player reviews and things like that. So keep an eye out. And we'll talk to you again on Tuesday with another episode of Locked On Raptors. Bye-bye.